Passport to Texas Legacies from Texas Parks and Wildlife. A coastal advocate and educator based in Lake Jackson, Sharon Stewart has worked tirelessly to protect coastal resources and wildlife, including the Kemp's Ridley sea turtles.
Most of the turtles, for example, that wash up on the beach have plastics in their gut. When they get around to having the money to do the necropsies, to look at the turtles, is it the fact that they've been caught in a shrimp net that they're dead, or is it a fact that they were dying anyway, or they simply died because of all of the plastic that's inside of them? You know, they see plastic floating, and they think it's jellyfish, the main source of diet for turtles. There was a baby pygmy whale that washed up on Matagorda Island, and it was necropsied. He cut that pygmy whale open and out pulled a plastic bag from its gut. It's a serious problem. Aesthetics are one thing, but survival is another.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. It was produced in cooperation with the Conservation History Association of Texas. You can visit them on the web at texaslegacy.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.